Our first news piece comes out of Egypt, where one student protester is killed and several others are injured in clashes with army supporters at Cairo University's main campus. In another incident of violence in the capital, a group of students attacked the administrative office's gates of the Ain al-Shams University. All this after a two-day constitutional referendum that was hoped to end the deadly clashes across the country. The vote was boycotted by supporters of Egypt's former President Mohamed Morsi and opponents of the government. Although vote counting is still underway, some Egyptian officials have claimed the turnout has exceeded 50% of eligible voters. Earlier, we were joined by a correspondent in Cairo, Mohamed Chalabi, for more insight on the latest.
Now, you mentioned the numbers. Yes, we did hear yesterday from the Interior Ministry spokesman claiming that the turnout was at 55, staggering 55%. And we did also hear allegations from the anti-coup alliance that the turnout was something like 15%, resembling the Egypt expat vote, so which, according to preliminary official results, is at 15%. What we've heard from the judges, and they are the ones concerned, really, with this story is nowhere near the 55% the Interior Ministry spokesman talked about, or the 15% the anti-coup alliance talked about. Actually, somewhere in the middle. We've heard from the higher electoral commission in the capital, Cairo, which represents some 13% of the voting power here in Egypt. The voting power is at 52 million plus, that the turnout was 27.78% and with an approval rate of 97% plus. We've also heard from the concerned judges in Upper Egypt that the turnout was did not exceed 30% and was averaging around 25%, but the Nile Delta seemingly has shown a very big turnout, according again to the concerned judges in their preliminary announcement, in some cases exceeding 50%. But turnout was low in Sinai and in Matruh in the west.